side, depending on the layout, not both sides.
Right.
And so, and then between the stations, sometimes one, sometimes two, and you're calling these again fan shafts.
This is a fan shaft.
Fan shaft. So somewhere in here there's a fan.
Yes.
Right? Or more than one fan.
Yes.
And that fan can be directed to do either bring air in or push air out.
Yes.
And pushing it out is...
exhaust.
Exhaust. And bringing it in, you call it...
Supply.
Supply. Okay. Terminology. So we would be able to see the fans when we get
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That must be awfully big.
They're almost 4 foot in diameter, 3 foot, 4 foot diameter.
What are the varying depths of, you know, I know it varies from system to tunnel to tunnel and all the system. How far down do they, what's the range?
Right here, you can hear the trains.
Yeah.
You're probably 60 feet.
60 feet?
Yeah, approximately. You get up near Wheaton, it's 200 plus feet.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's your deepest station?
Our deepest station is Forest Glen, which is about 200
feet deep.
But we have a fan shaft that's even deeper, that's up past Wheaton. Even though Wheaton's not the deepest station, we have a fan shaft just past Wheaton that actually is deeper, because the tunnel dips, goes down a little deeper in that area.
And that's about 200
plus, yeah.
200 plus feet down. And the more shallow, this would be about as shallow as it gets at 60 feet next.
This is one of the shallower ones. You get downtown, the downtown station is probably even a little bit shallower. Because basically when they cut through here, I'm not sure about this construction, but downtown is all cut and cover, mm-hmm. where they just tore the street up, dug a big hole, poured the tunnel in, and then just covered the road back over.
Okay. And then how many usually flights? I know it depends on the depth. Mm-hmm. But you go down, is there always like usually a landing of like the 20?
Yes, they usually broke up, yep.
Yeah. Mm.
Can I take a picture of this?
Sure.
Oh, Linda's
here.
Hey, Linda.
So then some of these, instead of being solid, are going to have a smoothed top, right? A grated top.
Grated top, yep.
Because the guys that we're talking about, mm-hmm. we're not asking you about this. Mm-hmm. But one guy was saying, we're looking at the same thing. So I just wanted to make sure you could see through some of these.
Okay. Yeah, and there are also some that are not associated with fan shafts, like at DuPont Circle on the south end at the 19th Street side, we just put in a new emergency set of stairs to get out from DuPont Circle. And it's right by the Krispy Kreme. And if you look at that, it's protected by bollards, but the doors on that are graded.
Got it.
Why would some have rates and some not?
All depends on the layout. If because you want air to escape from the shaft itself, so it all depends on the layout. This particular case, I think because it's in this circle, you've got grates here, and they just used a solid door here.
Okay.
Other areas, Woodley Park, those are graded vents, because that is the vent, and it's also the hatch. Okay. So they're one and the same.
Right. So this is the opening to a vent. How many fan shafts do you have throughout the system?
We've got 85 fan shafts. And they range from 2 to 6 fans.
So would that mean there are some stations, well, you would only need a below ground station.
Oh, we need underground.
Yeah.
Underground.
How many underground stations have?
46. 46? I think the number is.
So the number's...
Yeah.
Silver line, we always have to recalculate.
How many underground stations do
you? I think that's right. 46. We'll
get that. 46. Yeah.
I know there are 34 in the district alone.
Uh-huh.
Just because I have to count that.
So you would have... many of these stations, most of them, right, would have more than one fan shafts between them. You've got 46.
During the longer sections, yeah. There's two.
Most sections would only have one, so two stations would share a common.
I mean, we don't associate the fan shafts with the stations, we associate it with the tunnels, right? I mean, you could have two above ground stations. I'm trying to think if there's anywhere where you're above ground, you go below ground, and the next station is above
right,
ground.
You got a fan shaft at between PG Plaza and West Hyattsville.
Okay, so two above ground stations that you travel through a tunnel.
But you go through a tunnel, so there's a fan, and that's associated tunnel.
I get that.
Although there are certain short tunnel sections right between stations, like if I think about Brentwood to Fort Totten, that little tunnel section, or King Street.
We have a DPS there. I'm not sure we have a tunnel fan there. From National Airport to Braddock, there's a fan shaft there, Slater Lane. That's a short section of the tunnel, with a tunnel fan.
These are scale,
would it be
right?
Would it be encroaching on the investigation to ask between Lafont and Pentagon how many, if you have more than one, the fan shaft?
I think it's just the one. There, just right? The one. The
on the yellow line, there's the one, FL1.
And FL2. You got one on the other side of the river, right?
Yeah.
But
we sit between Pentagon.
That's right. Right. So there's one on each side. There are tunnel sections on each side of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Fan shafts associated with both of those. But in the section from L'Enfant to the portal, before you hit the bridge, there's the one.
The one
that you're familiar with. Just for your background, Paul has talked to a couple folks who evacuated from the train and came up that fan shaft.
That's okay.
Just watch you hang on to one. Thank you. You need to get safety glasses.
You got
just hang on for a second.
Oh, okay. You got yours.
I got mine right.
You got yours. Okay. I'm Randy Grumman. Nice to meet you. You're with the post as well?
Yeah, I'm a stealth photographer.
Okay.
I think it would be good if we just put a little safety bridge on.
Yeah,
right. So right.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's pretty.
Okay. Yeah. We're not going right away, okay? But there's a lot of hazards in here, as you can see. We have the trains coming and going. You're going to experience the piston effect, okay? Which is why we want you to have safety glasses. Okay. With the fans, although there's screens and fog, just don't be reaching out touching anything, because things can turn on. You know, Central could turn something on without our knowledge.
Right.
Okay, so don't be touching anything. And just the biggest hazard you're going to have in here is the wind. It's going to come up on you suddenly, and it's going to be a positive pressure as the train approaches and a negative pressure as it passes. Okay, and so depending on where you're staying, It could funnel in. It could actually get a little strong. Okay, so we definitely want the safety glasses on all the time. Okay, and then once I think we're going to exercise the fans. Okay, so when the fans do come on, okay, you're going to experience. It's going to be a gentle draw, but you'll feel that air moving. Okay, so just be aware of that. We're going to be on the suction side. If we're in exhaust mode, I think that's what we're going to operate it in. Okay, so you'll feel the air passing by you.
So you're drawing it out of this?
We're going to draw it out.
Yeah. Okay. And so do you coordinate? So any fan can go either way.
Yes.
You don't have to be dumb about it. Okay.
Right.
But then do you coordinate if you were trying to do something at a station? Is that why you two between some places?
It would be a coordinate. Yes, it would be coordinated.
Right. So you would just assess it and say one needs to come in and one needs to blow out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can I take a picture of your badges just so I get your name spelled
sure.
correctly? It's my notepad here. Thank you. Thanks.
You got a problem with the picture?
No. It's just faster for me. No.
Just watch your step. The lighting's not always the greatest.
It's come to light.
No, I can show
you. You want to go?
Me?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Paul. I'll follow up.
Slow walk around.
Just take your time. Watch your step.
And it makes a sharp right turn.
It has to dive under the channel.
Yeah.
If you do these long enough, you give up your gym membership. So this is a combination shaft. It's not just a fan shaft. We've got a traction power substation here, which supplies power to the third rail.
Okay.
So that's part of this. Again, you've got this stairwell here. This is our fan gallery. This is where the fans are. And again, you've got the...
park that's different from all shafts, because all they're doing is wherever they can transition to gain a safe access out. So this could be under the roadway. So this is the park that's different.
It looks like the tracks run this way.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, this is the vertical part, Chad. You were asking, but this is the vertical part.
The next one you see, you'll see lights in the back.
Right. Depending on the depth, then you get up to some point where you make a landing, and then you see it. Right. And so wherever the engineer egress is, this part, this layout configuration is what's kind of unique to every shaft.
Okay.
You know, some places this would just pop right up and be right at street level. Other places, they have to kind of navigate because they're in the circle. So we're navigating kind of around to get you into a safe area.
And you were saying the fan deck is what that is? Or what did you call it?
Well, that's your shaft out. So you're just below street. Basically what you have is a chimney effect.
Yeah.
So you're creating, fans are just creating movement. So you're pushing air forward, so the natural state would then be draw air through.
Excuse me.
The fans are also attached to the bench on the other side.
No. So the whole engineering part of it is that, so when the fans come on, the damper's closed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they're not drawing air from around it. And then they're pulling, the air just naturally flows off through a chimney effect. And it's pushing the air out, and it just creates that air movement. So the vent shafts, which are in between, they're just open. It's just open, so it's just.
So this area here wouldn't be any smoke in here. Unless you purposely made it that way, there wouldn't be any smoke.
If you're drawing smoke from the tunnel, the smoke would be coming up the shaft and out through those fans.
This shaft?
Yes.
So you can feel the train starting to come. You can feel the positive pressure.
That's why there's no louvers in that exit doors. There's no louvers there, or else you'd be sucking air from there out instead of sucking air from down there up. Exactly.
All this smoke would be coming up in here, and these fans would be doing what again?
The fans would be running an exhaust. Uh-huh. They'd be pushing the smoke through that wall and out that grate,
out there.
Out the grates we saw above. Yeah. The grates we saw over there, I believe, were for the ventilation for the traction power substation.
Okay.
They're not part of the tunnel ventilation. They're probably just air intakes for the ventilation for the traction power.
So if you're drawing in air, you just turn these the other head, spin the other way.
Right, they'd suck in, and then they'd be pushing air down into the shaft.
And explain to me, because I'm dense on this now, the grates that we saw, how are those connected here?
We can look out this door here.
Gets kind of tight because obviously it's not meant for you to walk. This is kind of why we want you to have that safety glass. Thank you.
Yeah. This side of the fan?
Well, this would be the discharge side.
Discharge side of the fans. Okay. So, so the smoke, that's the way up. What we just looked for, any kind of vapor or smoke or fumes,
mm-hmm.
where we were just now in that part.
So,
and they suck it through here, so, you know, right up.
Suck it out and out through the grates.
Where are the other ones from? This is the only one here. There's a couple other ones, right?
No? Four.
Where are they? Where? Is that the only
grates? These are the only grates for this tunnel. The other grates we saw were ventilation for the traction power.
Oh, okay.
Now, if there were a situation where a particular fan shaft was being used for an evacuation, right, a planned evacuation mm-hmm. of a train coordinated and all that, in theory, that situation would have the fans in supply mode, so fresh air is being drawn in.
Right.
We wouldn't be exhausting smoke through the same location where people are trying to escape.
Where would the smoke in that situation if you had a stretch of tunnel with just the one fan shaft and you needed to draw air in?
We've got two directions to go off of a train. Uh-huh. Right? You can either go off the front, forward, or you can go back.
Uh-huh.
So depending on where your source of smoke is, that's going to determine which direction you're going to do the evacuation and where how you want to configure the air.
If you had a smoke-filled tunnel and you started to pull air in, where would the smoke go if you were not able to exhaust it because you were drawing fresh air in?
Depends on where the source of smoke is relative to the train.
Uh-huh.
Remember, as I said, you know, you've got two ways off that train.
Right.
You can go. You don't want to go toward the smoke. You want to go in the opposite direction. So in theory, let's say you have source of smoke here, train is here,
uh-huh.
right? You got two ways off source of smoke here. You would want to draw this smoke away from the train
right.
to whatever's over here and evacuate people that way.
So if the train is here, the smoke is here,
mm-hmm.
let's say the fan shaft is here.
You have another fan shaft over on this side you're going to want to pull.
Or vent, or you would put this fan into supply to push the smoke. If you want to exit out this way, uh-huh. you'd put that one in supply. So you'll be drawing in fresh air.
Okay.
And push the smoke away from your exit path.
All right. So. Again, this goes to the number of fan shafts in any stretch of tunnel. Maybe I'm getting the terminology confused. I thought you had said usually there's one, sometimes two.
Typically one.
So if there's only one fan shaft,
mm-hmm.
then how would you exhaust one and bring in with another if you only have one shaft?
How do you coordinate?
Oh, you want to establish airflow.
Uh-huh.
All right. In your system, when you go into emergency mode, you've got a long tube, basically, and with a station somewhere in that tube. The station has fans itself
uh-huh.
that can run, so you can create airflow from the station fans. So one scenario, you might use the station fans to draw the smoke towards the station, away from your incident site, so you can exit the emergency exit would become at the tunnel fan shaft. Otherwise, if you want to exit the people towards the station, you can put those station fans in supply. And put a positive pressure in the station, create an exhaust on this side, which creates the negative pressure on this side to draw the smoke this way to the shaft.
And even if you have one, right, even if you're just talking about a single fan plant, depending on whether you put it in source or exhaust, the vent shafts, which don't have fans in them, are still going to be the location where air is going to be drawn in if you're in exhaust
uh-huh.
or pushed out if you're
in. Yeah, they're going to breathe.
I think
they're going to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the other two-thirds of my brain when it comes to these matters.
Yeah.
That's why I never go anywhere without
it. It's not a simple answer. It's a lot of detail that's
right.
involved.
Yeah.
But it isn't a factor which I think I had in my head that no matter how far the distance was between the two fans, that's the coordination of one becomes intake and one becomes discharge in a circumstance where you need to get a lot moving.
A decision has to be made which way you're going to exit. And based on that decision, that's how you control your fan and air movement, based on that decision. Where do you want to exit
okay.
the people to?
Okay.
All right. And then depending on the length of the tunnel, like this is a five fan, we have five fans in this shaft. We have upwards of six fans and as low as two fans. As low, it all depends on the length of the tunnel and how much air you need to move. And that was all part of the engineering.
Um, all the fans are pretty much the same size throughout the system. Mm-hmm. What's the diameter of the fans? Or somehow we give people an idea of the size.
Okay, we'll go back around. They're 3.5 feet diameter. We'll measure them. We can measure them.
These things that stick out in the back, you call that the what? The discharge what?
This is just the discharge side. These have sound attenuators to try to reduce the noise.
No, but I'm saying like this box here, right? If you had to send somebody down to work on the box, you would say, go work on the what? What is that called?
The discharge. That's the discharge.
Discharge.
Discharge dock damper.
Dock damper. Okay.
Excuse me, and it's sound attenuators?
Yeah. Sound attenuators to help. Because we're in some residential areas, you try to reduce the sound levels of the fans running.
So they don't whistle. You know, when strong wind, it has a tendency to whistle when it passes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this kind of minimizes that, so you're not keeping the public up.
And they all generally the same size, these discharge docks, which would be like maybe 7 feet by 7 feet.
As far as capacity, if you like numbers, they're 50,000 CFM.
What's CFM?
Cubic feet per minute.
What feet per minute?
Cubic feet per minute in the exhaust mode, uh-huh. Each individual fan. And they're 35,000 CFM supply mode.
And that means what? That means how much?
How much air they can move. It's a measurement of air movement.
Okay. So on exhaust for this particular fan shaft, that we're looking at 250,000
cubic feet of air per minute.
Per minute.
A movement.
Times five.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And even though you're calling this discharge, it functions as an intake if it were in the other.
Yeah, yes. This is a discharge mode. Okay. In our world, the normal pattern is exhaust. That's the default.
Yeah, right.
Is exhaust.
Yeah.
So that as a baseline, we all are on the same page. So when we say the discharge side, everybody knows it's in exhaust mode, right. Discharge side.
And the only time you would really use it as a source to draw air in is in an emergency situation, we have smoke.
The tunnel fans typically are all we ever use in an emergency situation other than for testing and maintenance.
Or when there's work going on down
there. When you have work equipment.
During non-revenue hours, you got diesel equipment coming in.
Because your ventilation shafts just do the air exchanges.
The ventilation shafts do the normal, the day-to-day, right.
Yeah, okay.
So most of the time, these generally just sit idle, right, the fans?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And actually, what I'm surprised, you don't hear the fans aren't spinning so much in this shaft. Sometimes because of that piston effect, mm-hmm. It's so tight, when that train is coming, it's pushing air across the fan blades and making them spin. You'd swear they were running.
Really?
Because they're spinning so fast. Then as the train departs, they stop, a reverse rotation.
So like those little kids' pinwheels.
Yes, okay.
Exactly.
But the purpose of these shafts, I mean, beyond just use for these fans, this is what you talked about before, just as an egress in for the air because of that piston effect that the train's going through the tunnel, correct? So you won't blow people over
the
station.
Yes.
Correct. Someplace, as this train's going through, pushing air,
mm-hmm.
It needs some way to get out, so it won't just
blow. Right. Typically, that's the vent shaft.
Yeah. Right.
You'll see that, you know, if you ride trains, as the train's slowing for any given station, right before the train hits the platform, if you look out the window, you'll see a cutout and you'll see louvers,
mm-hmm.
And that's where the vent shaft is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like right now, because it's cold temperatures, these dampers are closed. Mm-hmm. Above 50 degrees, these dampers open, and they help relieve the pressure. But because of the cold weather, you don't want the stations getting too cold.
Mm-hmm.
So all these dampers close at 50 degrees.
And you wouldn't turn these fans on, I guess, if they go into the tunnels. I mean, who turns them? The other question is control. So they're not automatic. They don't. They're all done by.
By design. The original design was in automatic mode. If the temperature exceeds 95 degrees, the fans will come on. At the time they were designed, they never realized that the tunnels don't get that warm because it's all part of ventilation as well. So essentially they never come on automatically because it never gets 95 degrees in a tunnel.
Let me give the more basic answer to that. I think the fans can, all of the fan shafts can be controlled remotely by the control center. Okay, right. They can bring up on a screen where each fan shaft is and click on a mouse what mode they want a given fan shaft to be in. In addition to that, each fan shaft can be controlled locally, and we're going to do that here.
How would you do it here?
What's that?
There's a control panel on the other side. We'll go back over there.
We'll show you.
That gets into the process a little bit. That's going
to
be reviewed.
Yeah.
But if you rarely use these, except to, you know, when you need to get stuff out of the tunnel. You mentioned, what is that noise?
Because of the air pressures. It's ductwork. You're just hearing.
You said when we came down, we never know when they might just turn them on.
It's in the motor of the rock control.
Would they turn them on from time to time for whatever reason?
Only if they're directed to. Only if
as a routine matter, they never go on.
No, we routinely test them. Right. We have routine maintenance and testing where we run them locally to make sure they all operate. Then we also call Central and we ask Central to run them in each direction to verify their operation.
Oh, how often do you do that?
That's monthly.
Okay.
Right. It's just like when you activate the ETS.
I didn't get your name.
Yes.
Paul?
Yeah.
Paul Fran.
KRAM.
What's
your title?
I'm Assistant Director, Plant Maintenance.
Okay, good.
This is really interesting.
Would they be able
30 years in Washington, I've only seen it from up there.
Right.
I think it depends on the shaft, and that does get into what the.
Oh, but it varies.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it varies or not. But we'll show you how it works here, and we'll sort of go from there.
And I just told Paul they're tested routinely, both locally and remotely.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're routinely tested to verify their operation. Okay. The exhaust, exhaust, the fan damper, exhaust, ductwork.
These function. If you could just like explain a little bit to the camera, when just sort of what you were saying before, but like in a nice, tidy summary about how when they kick on, stuff like that.
In normal operation, the fans will be commanded to run an exhaust, which means it pulls air out of the tunnel and up through the vent shaft grates. This would be the discharge side of the fans. This is a five fan shaft where it would draw air again from the tunnel out to the outside. If need be, if you need fresh air into the tunnel, we can reverse the fans. And it draws fresh air from the outside in and forces fresh air down into the tunnel.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Didn't realize she wasn't breathing the whole way out. They were just checking the pulse. Six-bladed fans. And the diameter of the fan is more like 6 feet, right? Each blade is probably about 3 feet.
You can see better on the other side.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And
I'm sure one of the guys got to take it. We can give you a rough measure.
They're all pretty much the same.
One, two. Oh, is this a six fan? Two, four. Oh, this is actually a six fan. Do you all open the dampers?
They open on temperature.
I know, but they just opened.
Right.
It's freezing.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, it's 50. Right. Well, it's very
close. Six would open, but what's right at
the track. Well, that's the thing. The train's pushing warm air, and that's the. These are called bypass dampers.
Okay.
Again, they're set for 50 degrees. Down below, when the trains are coming in and out, they're pushing warm air through the tunnels.
Yeah.
So these will open and close all day long because there's no train movement right now.
Yeah.
The cold air is coming in. It's going to sense the cold air. The dampers are going to close. A couple trains are going to go by. It senses warm air, and they're going to open back up again.
So there's a thermostat
down on the track level.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys have to start the dampers or is that the temperature? So all the noise we were hearing in that, that was the damper. We talked about the dampers at 50 degrees. That was the temperature changing in the tunnel. So right now, it's above 50.
Now it just dropped below.
Now they're starting to close.
And what's the purpose of that?
That's just the design. To kind of maintain the temperature in the tunnel and the stations. Somewhat give you control.
So the dampers open if it's on Mars, the temperature
rises above 50 down there?
You see what happens when the trains are coming through, they're moving warm air through the tunnels.
Right.
All right, so the temperature warms up. The transmitter says, oh, it's above 50, so they open. So now that no trains have been moving for a couple of minutes, the cold air comes in, it senses it's below 50, okay. And then closes the damper. So these open and close all day long.
It's almost like a climate control thing.
It is. And that's all part of the station ventilation system.
It's a 40-year-old climate control thing.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps this.
Yeah, because we don't heat stations.
Yeah.
There's no heat in stations.
Right, but I mean, this is a perfect indication of the challenges of the quote-unquote air conditioning. We don't air condition either, which provides spot cooling. But every time a train comes through, it's pushing the cold air out.
That's considered a damper. You could consider that a damper.
But we don't like that answer, so what would you have said?
No, because that's a fireplace. That's called a fireplace damper.
Yeah.
I don't know how best to, it's just...
It's like, you know, if you've got a fan in your window and then you also open a window, it's sort of that concept. One is neutral and the other one is forced.
Yeah.
You know, you got two windows in a room, one with a fan in it, the other one just open.
Actually, most attics have a damper on the outside. It's just it's a fixed damper. It doesn't open and close. It's always open and lets
so
the heat escape.
See that slatted
Just here, it's controlled. It can open or close.
Yeah. That's good.
Okay. And just to clarify, this is a six-fan shaft. I didn't see the small. That didn't have as large a ductwork on the other side.
What's the range of fans between, like, do they all have this many fans?
No, they range from two to six, I think. There's one that's at seven. Wheaton?
Seven.
Yeah, we got one fan shaft with seven.
And then how long does it, so if you, let me think what I want to say. So if you're exchanging air in the tunnel, how many times a day is that, like, rolling over? Do you know what I mean? Is it fresh air?
Oh. No. Well, again, because,
What do you get, all gauge it for? I mean, how do you sort of see where you're going?
We don't.
Okay.
No. There's air exchanges just by virtue of the trains moving back and forth.
Right. Okay.
So the headway of the train, how often they run trains is going to dictate how often, you know, if you're in rush hour running too many headways, you have a constant airflow.
Yeah.
You know, if you're on the weekend and you're on a 15-minute headway,
I'm not an engineer, but from an engineering perspective, the fans were designed to move a certain amount of air in an emergency situation.
Right.
So you want to move, and this, you know, again, each fan can provide 50,000 CFM of air movement. So that's how much air that you want to move. So based on tunnel length and diameters, those calculations were all taken into how much air is required to move a certain amount of, again, air to move smoke in or out.
So that's why there are more than, why the setup of the fans varies by the size of the tunnel?
By size of tunnel and length.
All
right, so it's just, so it's all formulas that they came up with to move a certain amount of air.
And
just to broaden this out a little bit into another application, if you look at the Harbor Tunnel in Baltimore, right, you know, you've got the entrances to the tunnel, and then in addition to that, you've got two fan shafts on either side of the tunnel, actually in the water. And they have the ability, this is true of the Lincoln Tunnel, New York, all that.
Did you want to show them from Central?
No, that's okay. Central.
Okay. Well, I just didn't want to necessarily bother Central.
Yeah.
Just...
We ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Just let me go over. The control panel's right here. You got to switch to leave them in remote control. When you leave them in remote, that's when Central can control them remotely. When you take this out of remote control,
yeah.
Then now you've got local control only of these fans.
Got it.
So fire departments are trained on these panels. So when as a on-scene commander or whatever, they can take over control, and then they can command the direction that they deem necessary.
Okay.
Okay. You all ready?
Get
on. Oh. Somebody call Central.
Let them know we're
see, these are all.
Yeah.
I just turned this. So now Central would have gotten an alarm that this was taken out of remote control.
Okay.
You made a call? Okay.
Is he done?
Okay.
Can you just describe again what you're about to do? Sorry.
He said, so we have to call back. They got an emergency.
No. Just let them know that we're going to run them in a local. We're not asking for them to run them.
No, just tell them we're here. Just let them know we're here. All right.
So all we're doing is we're going to exercise the fans locally as opposed to central operating the fans, but it's the same. We'll put them in exhaust, and the fans will come on. So they'll sequence on. All right, and we'll just start. I guess we'll start with here, and we'll just work our way around up. Mm-hmm. And it's going to get loud. Okay?
Yep.
So.
Okay.
You
got it. So what's happening now, the dampers, see the through the fans, those dampers are opening. That's with the air that you hear. So those dampers open. And then there's a timer to give them time to open.
So far, so good. Okay, good job.
It's like my hair dryer in the morning.
So if you noticed on your paper, it's got quite a bit of.
Yeah, I wish I had brought a ribbon. It would have been like going straight out. Yeah,
that was the source, right? I mean, that was
exhaust.
That was coming in or out?
That was going out.
Going out.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So that was quite a bit of air movement.
And it's
he noticed. Paul noticed it more because he was over here. Yeah. You were kind of tucked over here, but over there you could feel quite a bit more.
That's enough to get stuff way down there and just feeling it's coming up and just pulling it out.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, if you the situation would be the same of saying we're going to take it over and go in and do a supply, right? It's the same. It's the same process whether you're pulling it out or out.
Right.
Okay. I'm assuming if you turn these on the other way, the source, that'd be a lot more powerful.
You'd standing right in front of him, you'd probably feel a lot more. Yes.
But it's 50K going out and 35
K coming in.
That's okay, so it's not.
Right.
Do they change?
No.
The way they're the way they're pitched.
Is an angle? Do you know what the angle of pitch is?
They're.
Right, you know what pitch is?
No.
They're specced and they come that way, specced. $35K supply.
So it's a stronger pullout than it is a supply. Mm-hmm. So yes.
Because the normal mode is we leave them in automatic exhaust.
Right. Okay.
So if somebody just issued emergency on, they're going into exhaust.
Yeah. Okay, I'm asking but this, and then you can say no. Okay. What does fan sequence mean?
The starting of the fans. They don't all come on at the same time.
Okay.
Because you'd probably blow a circuit breaker trying to turn them on all at the same time. Because when they first start,
one after another,
it actually stops. If you notice, when we put it into exhaust, it didn't come on right away.
Right.
What happened was the first sequence was for the dampers, for these dampers to close and those dampers to open.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So that was sequence number one. Once it got a confirmation that was executed, then the first fan came on.
Yeah.
And it's.
And that's all automatic.
Yeah, control. We can.
So once you hit exhaust,
you can see the controls.
But I mean, once you hit exaust, then it says dampers first.
It starts the sequence.
That's the sequence of operation. It's the logic sequence of the electronics.
Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Were we doing source?
Supply? No.
Supply.
We can if you want. It's gonna get cold and.
Okay.
It'll impact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't matter. Only the medium.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, we're back to Central.
How long have you been in the fan events?
Going on 34 years.
There you go.
You never said that. You described this to us. One of us coming down here and seeing
this. I think you've been out before, Paul. We've talked about drainage pumping stations in the past. This is just another, in the annals of the tunnels and whatnot.
We got to put our heads together.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Which one's the brains?
She's the
brain. You're the writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Except I understand answers.
Oh. Okay.
She's got a lot of GPS.
Yeah. Caution. Yeah. No, we're done.
Oh. Super.
Who called?
Right. Well, you can never go and get a sandwich. So, Paul, could you just describe one of these for me, really quick on camera? If you just stand like
there. This is one of the fans in the six fan bank of exhaust fans or supply fans. Normal operation is exhaust, so it would take the air from here and blow it out. You got a fan housing, a protector, the actual fan blades inside, which are driven by a motor behind the fan blades. Okay. Up above, we have bypass dampers. When trains move in and out, or when trains move back and forth, this helps relieve the pressure in the tunnel. During emergency operation, the dampers will close. That way, it forces the air directly through the fans, either exhaust or supply. My name, Randall Grooman, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, G-R-O-O-M-A-N.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I can just take
it. You want that? Okay.
Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
Okay. As soon as that switch goes out, or the control. We don't know the exact nature of it, we just know that they lose control, so we'll get somebody to diagnose control. So,
do you guys want to ask
that's correct. Yes. We give them a courtesy call, saying, hey, we're here, we're turning it off. What happens is if an hour later they realize that it's still an alarm, or we hadn't cleared the scene, they'd be calling and say, hey, you guys cleared it, you're still. You know, somebody would be questioning it. So we clear so that they know that they're now active. If they get an alarm, they know it's working.
Can I just get you to quickly say and spell your name into the camera? And you can actually just hold this microphone real quick while you do it.
Sure. Paul Kram, K-R-A-M. Sure. Paul Kram, K-R-A-M.
Thank you.
Stessel, S-T-E-S-S-E-L, spokesman for Metro.
Thanks, Dan.
You bet.
Thank you.
Are you going to close it up?
Yeah, we are.
Size and the weight is anywhere from 330 to 640 pounds per square inch of pressure for each spring. This particular one obviously has 20 springs. So when you hit that latch, they'll open about halfway. And then it's just a matter of pushing them the rest of the way.
All right, Paul, thanks so much. Great. Once again.
Okay, see you at CTF.
This part is buttoning it up for security reasons.
You don't want us. Okay.
3500.
Kensey Drive in Landover, although Google Maps might have it as Hyattsville.
How do you spell Kensey?
P-E-N-N-S-Y.
P-E-N-N-S-Y.
Yeah.
3600, you said? 3500, sorry.
I got it.
You got it.
Landover or Hyattsville. He's new to town, so...
Google Maps,
at 1 o'clock or 1:30? Is that 1 o'clock or 1:30?
1 o'clock. Yeah. Nothing formal. We're just making it available so folks can see what we're talking about when we reference it.
And what is it?
It's our emergency training tunnel. It's got two rail cars in it, and it simulates a tunnel environment where firefighters go to train.
Will the firefighters be there?
No, but our emergency response folks, emergency Office of Emergency Management folks who do training, our chief of police to show you the facility. But we're not actually doing any training there today. All right.
So it's just kind of a tour.
Yeah, exactly. Just really, our primary purpose was for the TV folks for. getting them some file footage so as we go through these stories over the next several weeks, they have some visual reference. All right.
All right.
All right, nice great. Meeting you both.
Yeah, great.
Have a great day. You bet. Absolutely.
If I'm over there,
yes, sir.
Filming as they shut it, is that still? Is there anything?
I'm okay with it. I just didn't want them. I don't want to publicize how we open it from the outside.
Got
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because then I'll have every kid in the region trying to open badges.
Right.
Got it.
But yeah, okay. I don't care about the closing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So are you guys, hi, how are you?
Good. So are you going to go out to the tunnel?
Yeah, I'll drive.
Okay.
But,
I think it's all, I'm only going to go. He's going to go back and listen to that tape.
What was that?
I lost my pass. I went into the garage this morning and then lost the pass somewhere between getting into the garage and getting out of my car.
Okay.
But all right, whatever.
So you're going to go
I'm going to go there out to the thing in Landover.
Yeah,
I may
me
not,
too.
I just want to see it, and I told him I would go,
okay.
And he's going to get something else done.
And they said 1 p.m., right?
Yeah, 1 p.m.
So that's
pretty much now, right?
Yeah, right. That's where I think Dan was headed over there now, Stetzel, the press.
Okay.
Guy, yeah.
So all right.
The deal, I mean, so you know, so the setup on the, this is they have a tunnel out there. Did he explain it to you, or did you?
A little
about
bit.
It?
Yeah. The,
this is the thing with it's become. How many firefighters train out there? They're able to like replicate that. What if smoke went through a tunnel and into a car? If the lights went out, I think they have a rollover car out there too.
Okay.
So it's basically just showing what they train on. But because we never get inside tunnels and cars, that's
valuable footage. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of my thinking. So I'm going to stay for. Let's see. I don't know how long. I didn't ask Dan how long the thing's going to take.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, but I may leave at some point if it's just like, okay, I know this part.
It's no problem to me.
All right.
And oh. that was Linda Davidson, right?
Oh, it is. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry that you don't
no.
know.
No, I mean, she introduced herself as Linda, and I assumed it was Linda Davidson.
Yeah.
But is she coming out? Or she's,
I think, no,
she's
headed
back.
To the office because Mark didn't put through a still.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll see you there.
Yes. Bye.
All right, bye.